Jobless rates for black men have hit Depression-era levels in cities like Detroit, Las Vegas, Milwaukee, and Minneapolis-St. Paul. Nationally, the unemployment rate among black men has hit 17%, more than double the rate for adult white males. African American men face several barriers to the job market, including a disproportionately large percentage having criminal records and lower educational levels. At the same time, city governments, which have traditionally hired large numbers of African American males, are slashing jobs. In growing sectors like finance and information technology, blacks face stiff barriers to being hired, such as the lack of advanced college degrees. Labor Secretary Hilda Solis says her agency has tripled the number of investigations related to race-based job discrimination in the hiring and firing of black workers. Missouri Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver, chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, told the Christian Science Monitor, "The failure of this nation to address this problem will lead to another 25 years of problems in this country based on race." He says, "We ignore this crisis at our own nation's peril." In the aftermath of the January 2010 massive earthquake in Haiti, the Clinton Foundation promised to build new hurricane-proof shelters in the coastal city of Léogène, which is vulnerable to tropical storms. The project, which was highly promoted by the foundation, has run into trouble. According to an investigation by The Nation magazine, the shelters were built as prefabricated trailers and were constructed by the same company, Clayton Homes, that delivered formaldehyde-laced trailers to victims of Hurricane Katrina in Greater New Orleans. The trailers in Haiti that have been used as school classrooms have accumulated mold and become dangerously hot as temperatures rise in the tropical heat. Levels of formaldehyde were found to be 2.5 times the safe level set by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control for sensitive persons, including children. Haiti's hurricane season started on June 1st, with storm experts predicting that 18 tropical storms could hit the island nation this year. Throughout its website, the Clinton Foundation promotes the prefab trailers as hurricane-proof. Larry Tanner, a wind science expert at Texas Tech University, called the claim suspicious because Clayton Homes never conducted actual wind tests on the trailers. Tanner insists the trailers do not meet international construction standards for emergency shelters. The Miami Herald reports U.S. travel tour companies are lining up to offer people-to-people cultural excursions to Cuba. So far, the U.S. Treasury Department, which regulates travel by Americans to Cuba under the embargo dating to the early 1960s, has issued 30 licenses for purposeful travel to Cuba. Such people-to-people tours were halted in 2003 by an order from the George W. Bush administration. Insight Cuba, which ran tours to Cuba before the 2003 ban, will begin people-to-people tours in August. Other tour operators, including Harvard University Alumni Association and high-end tour company Abercrombie & Kent, plan cultural tours of Cuba in the fall. The Insight Cuba Tour includes an 8-day excursion focusing on Cuban arts, including meeting Afro-Cuban artists and a visit to EGRIM, Cuba's largest recording label. Miami's Cuban-American political establishment is fiercely opposed to allowing more U.S. tourists to visit Cuba. South Florida Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart and David Rivera are pushing a bill to ban the new people-to-people Cuban tours. The bill would also limit visits by family members to Cuba to once every 3 years. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Liz Becker.